This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As winter tightened its grip around us, we wondered what birds are best able to weather the snow, the cold temperatures, the wind, which birds head south, and which stay here with us in Michigan to tough it out. Macklin Smith is here with us, a University of Michigan professor emeritus of English and a veteran bird watcher. So happy to have you with us.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Macklin, I walked out this morning, and I did hear birds chirping. And I remember one was going, bum-bum, bum-bum, just a nice little two-note chirp. And, you know, we kind of have this idea they all head south, but clearly they don't. There are hardy birds that stick it out. What factors determine whether a bird heads south or stays here?
Right. Well, some of them are the one that goes doo-doo is maybe your chickadee.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a very hardy bird. It's tiny, of course. It's a little black, cute little black and white one that will come to your feeders on a regular basis all winter long. And even if they're not feeders, they can survive in Michigan. They have a very good insulation, their feathers. And they've just adapted to live through our winters. There are some chickadees further north that can even survive in places, very cold places in Alaska all winter long. And they eat a lot. So food is very important.
The type of food or how much they eat?
Well, how much they have to eat enough to survive, obviously, and then they have to be able to stay warm. And then different birds eat different things. So there are birds that eat only insects. And those birds, for example, are wood warblers, pretty much all migrate. No, I guess they do all migrate out of here.
Because they're out of luck, aren't they?
They're basically, they're not a lot of insects available in the winter. On the other hand, birds that eat seeds are, some of them stick around. And nuthatches eat seeds, chickadees eat smaller seeds, and cardinals are, you'll see cardinals.
I'm wondering, are there any species that can tough it out in the Upper Peninsula, for example, but that maybe down in the Lower Peninsula they wouldn't make it in the UP or further north?
There are some birds for example, if you were a birder in Michigan and you wanted to see a bird called a Bohemian waxwing, your chances of that would be much better in the Upper Peninsula. And there's a big, fat finch known as a pine grosbeak that rarely comes down south this far, but they're likely to be seen up in the Upper Peninsula right now.
Is there a bird that we see around here, say in southeast Michigan during the winter, that's your favorite, maybe for personality or coloring or behavior or whatever?
Well, I'm really very fond of the Carolina wren. It's cute. It's red. It's got a white stripe across its face, and it's got a lovely song. So that's the Carolina Wren.
It's a very happy song.
Yeah, I like it. It's barely in Washtenaw County. I mean, they didn't used to be common here at all. Now they're kind of uncommon, but they're always around now. And I actually heard one sing about 3 weeks ago. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, Macklin, what other birds would we be surprised to learn hang around for the winter in Michigan?
Well, bluebirds, for example. We think of those as summertime birds. Okay. People put up their bluebird houses and all over the county, and they expect them to be occupied sometimes, and they are. And so we think of those as spring arrivals, but they're actually bluebirds that are wintering all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Same as robins. If they can find stuff to eat, they do okay.
And then what about owls?
Oh, there are owls all the way through. Owls are resident here. Many owls eat mice and voles. And your Cooper's hawk is another bird of prey that you'll see flying around in Michigan. And they eat birds. They like winter because there are lots of birds that come to the feeders, and they just hang around your feeders and wait for the unsuspecting house sparrow, whatever, and pick one off. And that's what they do. So, yeah.
And crows are just tough, aren't they?
Crows are very tough. Crows will, and crows nest in huge, huge groups in our, roosting, not nesting. But
what are the difference between roosting and nesting?
Well, nesting, they will start nesting in March, and you can see them carrying sticks to the nest, and they nest in couple, a male and female crow, but they're always assisted by the young of last year. So you see groups of four carrying sticks and working together to raise the brood. And then after that, the yearlings, so to speak, will leave and a new family group will form. So you all see groups four group crows in groups of four, and you'll start seeing that in March. You'll see them especially right now in the winter. They're roosting in huge groups in trees. They might be in the cemetery. They might be out in the golf course. Crows are around, and the owls are definitely around. And yeah,
we have a lot of bird company, obviously through the wintertime, right. But more to look forward to as spring comes.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure talking with you, longtime birder Macklin Smith, who's also a professor emeritus of English at the University of Michigan. Thank you so much for sharing your love of birding with us.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.